So, with hearts pounding and minds spinning, Cleopas and I sprinted all the way back to Jerusalem, stopping at only 3 bars, 2 taverns and an inn on the way. Once inside the city, we ran straight, well, more in a sort of weaving fashion, to the house of Thomas, called Didymus. Him, I mean, not the house. Not stopping to knock, we bowled in to tell him the good news. Where is he? Thomas!
Thomas, did you miss us?
What do you want?
We saw him.
Who?
Jesus!
He's alive. There is no dead corpse.
He's risen from the dead, just like he said he would.
You have to believe us.
I believe you.
He's risen.
I know.
We saw him.
So did I.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is great.
I can't pay you.
What?
What?
I can't pay you. 3 women claimed the reward earlier this morning. I didn't believe them at first, but when he appeared to me, well, I paid them off not 20 minutes ago.
But don't we get partial credit?
Sorry, guys, I'm all queened out.
It's just not fair!
They're there.
And with that, the mystery of the disappearing body of Jesus of Nazareth was solved. Jesus appeared to over 500 people before he ascended to heaven, all of whom filed a class action lawsuit against Thomas, called Didymus, for their cut of the reward money. Thomas subsequently declared bankrupt and became a travelling preacher, moving from place to place, telling everyone he met about the good news of Christ's resurrection. As for me, I decided Mother had been right and gave up the private eye business to pursue a short-lived acting career. These days, I'm helping Thomas in his travelling ministry. I'm still waiting to get paid. Cleopas, on the other hand, remained a detective for hire for 3 more years and encountered another missing persons case about a man called Peter who disappeared from prison. But that's another story. The case of the missing corpse. Case closed.
The Case of the Missing Corpse starred Ben McPherson and Helena Robson, with additional voicing from Jay Allen, Sarah Ball, Gazad Monzavi, Alex McNabb, Liz McKee, Harry Newton, Oliver Norman and Toby Seegers. It was written by N. Patton and Jay Allen. Music by Stewart's Cafe. Produced and directed by Jay Allen.